Boston at Palm Sunday. The Thai government declared war on the United States and Britain at noon Sunday. Bangkok, simultaneously with its declaration of war on Britain and America Sunday, the Thai forces, which have been stationed on the northern border of Thai territory, commenced their drive towards Burma in close cooperation with Japanese troops Sunday afternoon. Served to throttle the vital communication link on which the United States had depended for its supply route to Australia. The operation practically brings the war on Australian soil, as the British New Guinea Islands were under mandate following the close of the First World War. The former German territory now served as an important base for Japanese strategy on Australia, while preventing all possible reinforcements and supply from the American continent. The Japanese Army Air Force again bombed the Rangoon airfield twice on Saturday. This is Radio Tokyo, and we continue with the news. The Japanese have landed additional troops on the west coast of the Bataan Peninsula and are fiercely attacking United States forces, the communiqué said. Madrid. The Japanese Army fighters and bombers, in close cooperation with the Japanese land forces, have conducted unrelentless bombing continuously upon the brutal enemy still resisting in the Bataan Peninsula, south of Luzon Island. After reconnoitering the enemy movement from the air, Japanese flag reported that the Japanese land forces had taken hold of the enemy's strategic point at the foot of Mount Hachin. These Japanese land forces are further advancing with full speed toward an enemy strategic point in the Bataan Peninsula, the reconnoitering party added. The government finance authorities, in the course of questioning on the southern region's development, banks during a bank session Saturday, told the diet that they will make every effort to retain native currencies in the South Seas area, occupied by the Japanese army, and to cut down the use of military notes to the minimum. The authorities, which included Finance Minister Akinori Kaya and Vice Minister Shinichi Taniguchi, declared that military notes were necessarily be issued at first for purpose of control, but they emphasized that the notes will be rated on par with native currencies and will be brought in with native currencies as soon as possible. There is every indication that great unrest has prevailed all over India. The British authorities in India, in extreme consternation, are attempting to suppress a possible riot by spreading anti-Japanese propaganda, thereby winning the Indian people over to Anglo-American side. However, the effect of the anti-Japanese propaganda will be nothing more than a drop of water in a bucket. The anti-British sentiment has inversely become more serious and blunt daily. The Indian populace are looking for a new light to shine upon them, but they notice dark clouds hanging over the British influence, under which 35 million people of India have labored for so long a time. Lisbon. An extremely pessimistic atmosphere is prevailing in the British government circle, owing to successive defeats of British forces in East Asia. India has now become the immediate and most important question for Britain. In the event the war spreads to India and the Indians take arms against Britain, Britain will have no means to save the situation, the intelligence service is reported to have admitted. At present, even the British policemen in India are said to be under strict surveillance. Madrid. Reports from Washington Saturday revealed that the United States government is expecting to receive shortly the report of the finding of a board of inquiry into the disastrous Pearl Harbor defeat on December the 7th last year, investigation into which was started in Honolulu early this month. On the finding of Bird hangs the fate of Admiral Husband Kimo, who was removed from the command of United States Fleet and 6th Fleet following the disaster. If the report finds evidence against him, Admiral Kimo will be court-martialed. Lisbon. The focus of the Rio de Janeiro conference, malicious maneuvers of the United States have been again brought before the public eye. Greatly worried by the strong attitude of Argentina, the United States Undersecretary of State Sumner Wells threatened the Argentine representative, stating that the United States would start a revolution in Argentina if the country does not submit itself to the policy of the United States. However, this illegal intervention in Argentine internal affairs was flatly rejected by the Argentine representative. The present American attitude toward Argentina is exactly the same that the United States took against Mexico and Panama, where the United States has already succeeded in bringing about revolution to overthrow government, which would have been unfavorable for the United States. Berlin, anticipating the battering onslaught of German forces in spring, King George VI and Queen Mary of Britain will move from Buckingham Palace to a temporary residence in the West End before the Stockholm Dispatch Saturday.
Mr. Vidit, chief of the publicity bureau of the Thai government, issued the following communique Sunday evening. Despite propagated advocacy of justice and humanity, the air forces of the United States and Britain have already twice raided Thailand and attacked innocent people. Thailand will not tolerate such an illegal conduct. The Thai government declared war upon the United States and Britain for preserving honor of the Thai nation and for justice of the world. The people of Thailand have the honor of maintaining cooperation with Japan and march forward for the final victory, the statement concluded. Bangkok. In regard to the Thai's declaration of war on Britain and the United States, Keiji Tsubogami, Japanese ambassador to Bangkok, declared Sunday that the decision of Thailand has clearly paved the way for the people of Thai to advance. Thai has virtually joined the camp of Japan to wipe out the Anglo-American influence from Asia, the ambassador added. Bangkok, simultaneously with its declaration of war on Britain and America Sunday, the Thai forces, which have been stationed on the northern border of Thai territory, commenced their drive toward Burma in close cooperation with Japanese troops Sunday afternoon. This will bring a serious blow to the British and Burmese troops, which have already lost their stronghold in the Shan Mountains. It is also believed that the British plans to curb Thai by permitting the Chun Chin troops to enter the northern Burma has now completely been nullified. Bangkok. Prince Wallawan, on behalf of Premier Luang Prabosongran, called on Mr. Keiji Tsubogami, Japanese ambassador to Thailand, at 1:30 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and notified him that the government of Thailand declared war on the United States and Britain. Bangkok. A formation of five British warplanes attacked Bangkok at 8:35 o'clock Saturday evening for the second time since the outbreak of the War of Greater East Asia. The British planes, hindered by fierce anti-aircraft fire from Thailand's Japanese forces, were repulsed, achieving no results as bombs fell aimlessly into the Menam River. One of the attacking aircraft was shot down by the anti-aircraft fire. Lisbon, the United States War Department, announced Saturday that fierce attacks by the Japanese land, air, and naval forces, army fighter, and bomber in close cooperation with the Japanese land forces, have conducted relentless bombing continuously upon the brutal enemy still resisting in the Bataan Peninsula, south of Luzon Island. After recognizing the enemy movements from the air, Japanese flyers reported that the Japanese land forces have taken hold of the enemy's strategic point at the foot of Mount Natchez. These Japanese land forces were further advancing with full speed toward an enemy strategic point in the Bataan Peninsula, the reconnoitering party added. You are listening to Radio Tokyo. Units of the Japanese forces which occupied Yongpeng already reached a point some 2.5 miles northwest on the Malayan front. Utterly dismayed by vigorous Japanese attacks, British land and air forces exchanged fires between themselves somewhere in Malaya. Inhuman tactics of the British army were disclosed by the Japanese on the western coast of Malaya. At Sluan, on the western seaboard, the enemy in a frantic struggle used poison gas before their retreat. A Rangoon radio broadcast reported Saturday that British authorities have admitted the withdrawal of British and Burmese troops from Kakarai, enemy strategic base on the Thai-Burmese border near Moulmein, being unable to check speedy Japanese drives. In succession to Saturday's raid, the units of Japanese army planes on Sunday is continuing its fierce offensive against Rangoon, the Japanese Army Air Force again bombed the Rangoon airfield twice on Saturday. During this air raid, the Japanese Army flyers shot down 10 enemy Curtiss P-40 fighters, and set fire to three large-type enemy planes on the ground. Kabul, Afghanistan, with the debouchement of the Japanese forces into Burma, there's every indication that great unrest has prevailed all over India. The British authorities in India, in extreme consternation, are attempting to suppress a possible riot by spreading anti-Japanese propaganda, thereby winning the Indian people over to Anglo-American side. However, the effect of the anti-Japanese propaganda would be nothing more than a drop in a bucket. The anti-British sentiment has inversely become more serious and blunt daily. The Indian populace are looking for a new light to shine upon them when they notice dark clouds hanging over the British influence, under which the 35 million people of India has labored for so long a time. You are listening to Radio Tokyo from Lisbon. An extremely pessimistic atmosphere is prevailing in the British government circles. Even the British policemen in India are said to be under strict surveillance. Madrid. In reports from London, there's every indication that the British political situation is becoming increasingly critical, with the possibility looming of either the resignation of the Churchill cabinet or holding of a general election. In an effort to force a resignation, several members of the British Parliament are said to be planning to attack the members of Churchill's government, holding them responsible for British reversals in East Asia. British political circles are now literally upset before the opening of the Parliament. Home! The Italian newspaper Saturday morning jubilantly hailed the landing of 5,000 tons, including four American vessels. The 8,207-ton Malay, the 9,577-ton Morning, the 5,433-ton City of Atlanta, the 6,998-ton Allen Jackson, and the 4,915-ton British tanker Kambala, and the 9,076-ton Cyclops, as well as the 3,779-ton Latvian steamer Citabera, the German high command announced Saturday. Furthermore, German submarines operating in Atlantic this week reportedly tanked four additional British merchantmen, totaling 21,000 tons, and heavily damaged another large transport vessel. In the battle against Britain, German aircraft Friday bombed supply dumps at Great Yarmouth, as well as aerodromes in Scotland, the communique said. A British submarine was said to have been damaged by a German minesweeper off the Norwegian coast. German and Italian troops in North Africa Friday hurled back strong British forces beyond Agadavia in Libya, while German bombers carried out effective attacks Friday on British military establishments on the island of Malta, the communique said. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will repeat the first portion of news for those who may not have heard. Bangkok. The Thai government declared war on the United States and Britain at noon Sunday. Bangkok again, fiercely attacking Great Britain and the United States for their illegal acts of aggression against Thai territory and wanton bombing of Thai city in violation of the international law, Thailand declared war against Britain and the United States at noon Sunday. The declaration of war, which was made in the name of King Ananda Mahido, was officially announced by Premier Luang Prabosongkorn over radio at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Simultaneously, the Thai government urged the people of Thailand to attend to their business as calmly as in peacetime and asked the people for their complete cooperation toward the ultimate victory. Bangkok, clarifying the significance of Thailand's declaration of war against the United States and Britain, Mr. Bittis, chief of the publicity bureau of the Thai government, issued a following communique Sunday evening. Despite propagated advocacy of justice and humanity, the air forces of the United States and Britain have already twice raided Thailand and attacked innocent people. Thailand will not tolerate such an illegal conduct. The Thai government declared war upon the United States and Britain for preserving honor of the Thai nation and for justice of the world. The people of Thailand have the honor of maintaining
Cooperation with Japan and march forward for the final victory, the statement concluded. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your radio news from Tokyo.
Regarding declaration of war by Thailand against the United States and the British Empire, Premier General Hideki Tojo made the following statement this morning before the full session of the House of Peers. We quote, "As you know, Thailand has for a long time understood fully the real intentions of Japan. And on December the 21st last year, she entered into offensive and defensive alliance treaty with Japan. In view of the continued wanton attack by the British forces on the Thai territory, she has at last formally declared war yesterday, January the 25th, on the United States and the British Empire, joining her forces with Japan on a common front to crush the British forces. I wish to take this occasion to pay once again my profound respect and my profound respect to the far-sightedness and determination of the Thai nation with respect to the present grave trend of the world. At the same time, I desire to express my firm conviction in our victories as a result of this righteous war. The day would not be distant when the new order in Greater East Asia, based on ethical principles for which both Japan and Thailand are jointly exercising their efforts, be completely realized," unquote. The Japanese Army units, in close cooperation with the naval forces, have landed at Balikpapan on the southeast coast of West Borneo. Early on the morning of January the 24th, it was announced by the Imperial Headquarters at 11:45 o'clock Monday morning. The announcement added that the operations following the landing is being extended. Balikpapan is one of the strategic air bases linking directly with Surabaya, 450 miles to the south. Lisbon. A report from Rangoon states that the British troops in Burma have started to retreat from Moulmein, an important city southeast of Rangoon, in the face of fierce offensive of Japanese forces. Moulmein is situated at the mouth of the Salween River along the Gulf of Martaban and is the site of the Moulmein airfield. Concerning the latest war situations and the activities of the Japanese army forces in Malaya, Burma, the Philippines Islands, British and Dutch Borneo, Bismarck Islands, and China, during the period between January the 15th and 23rd, the Imperial Headquarters made the following announcement Sunday afternoon. 1. The Malay Front. The Japanese forces advancing along the western coast of the Malay Peninsula occupied Malacca at noon on January the 15th. Continuing advance steadily, the vanguard crossed the Muar River the same evening and launched an offensive against British troops on the left bank of the Muar River. In the meantime, powerful units of the Japanese mechanized forces, braving attacks of enemy aircraft and defying enemy submarines, landed in the vicinity of Batu Pahat on January the 16th and immediately attacked the rear of the British troops on the left bank of the Muar River. The main forces of the Japanese army crossed the Muar River and occupied the area along the left bank of the river in the vicinity of Bakri and Paritoflan. Making a steady drive in the southern part of the Johor Plain, the vanguard of Japanese forces on January the 22nd, Yongsan advanced to the area southwest of Yongsan. During the engagement along the Murai River, the Japanese forces annihilated the British 45th Brigade. Meanwhile, the Japanese forces, which advanced in the central part of the Malay Peninsula, occupied Seremban on January the 13th and Tampin on January the 14th. Launching a roundabout attack against the rear of the British troops, vanguards of the Japanese forces occupied Segamat on January the 20th. 2 days later, the Japanese forces and are now advancing southward. The Japanese forces on the eastward from the direction of Kuantan changed their course toward Kuala Lumpur by way of Maran and Karak, while other units of the Japanese forces on January the 15th reached the point north of Endo, which the Japanese forces occupied on January the 20th, and reached the area north of Mersing on January the 22nd. Meanwhile, since January the 15th, mighty formations of the Japanese army bombers and fighters
conducted air raids 28 times against Singapore, and destroyed important military establishments in the city and inflicted heavy blows upon remaining British Air Force. During this period, the Japanese Army Air Force shot down 55 British planes and destroyed 53 others. The announcement issued by the Imperial Headquarters Sunday evening for the first time disclosed activities of Japanese forces in the Dutch and British colonies in the southwestern Pacific. The Japanese successfully captured Pisan, one of the key points in the western district of Borneo. Japanese forces which landed at New Britain Island completely occupy the air base at Unakano, southeast of Rabaul. During the operation, Japanese gained 3 planes left behind by the enemy.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all we have in this news session from Radio Tokyo. Radio Tokyo will present another news edition 2 hours and approximately 37 minutes from this moment. Or to be more precise, 2 hours and 36 minutes from this moment. In the next transmission at 9 p.m. Tokyo time, or 12 hours GMT. Radio Tokyo will be operating then in 41, 25, and the 31 meter band. We remind our listeners that Britain and America live on other people's blood, sweat, and tears. Japan's victory will splash them once for all. Japan's victory will make the world safe from democracy. This is Tokyo Calling.